Can you even compare this year to last year?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's a completely different year, completely different aspect and everything that's going on.
Shane, if you need to be the guy, are you prepared to take that role?
Right. I'm working hard. You know, I think everyone's working hard, everybody in the running back group and everyone on the field, everyone on the team, we're trying to be a better team.
Yeah, Shane, did you know much about Joseph Addai before meeting him here as a teammate?
I knew he was a good running back. I watched him a lot in college, watched him a lot in his early career in Indianapolis. And I know he's a great running back.
What impresses you?
Any back that's been in the league longer than 4 years, I think, is impressive in itself. And he's been able to not only be in the league for a while, but be effective.
In what way?
Just his all around game. He was the first down back. He was the third down back. He did everything for Indianapolis.
And what have you learned about him in the last couple weeks, sort of being around
right.
Maybe you didn't know before?
The way he works, he's a real hard worker, and the way he learns the game is a little different, but it's from a different perspective, and you always love to hear different perspectives from different guys.
Does he talk much about, like, the Colts at all?
He doesn't know. I mean, if you ask him, he'll say a couple things, but he's moved on, I'm sure.
How confident are you that you can take what you learned last year and the limited amount of time that you saw on the field and potentially take that into an expanded role this year?
Like I said, I mean, just each and every day, just trying to get better on the little things and the big things as well. And I think just each and every day working, you know, will lead to that.
Stephen was saying that he and Joseph Addai obviously do go back a ways with the LSU connection. They got training together. You going to train with those guys? I mean, a bond with, you know, see what kind of bond those guys have?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I talk to Stephen and Joe every day, hang out with Stephen almost every day off the field. So, wherever, you know, I'll run into him in the offseason for sure.
And just, you know, coming into the league in the same draft class as a guy in your position, almost like the year before, Gronk and Hernandez, is there a different kind of bond that you two have as teammates and just kind of growing and learning at the same pace?
I definitely think so, because we're going through the same struggles on the field and off the field at the same time. Both our heads were spinning 100 miles an hour last year. So it's a very good bond between me and Steve. Yeah.
You feel like you complement each other?
I do. I think we're both good backs. I think we both do a lot of good things on the field. We still have a long way to go, though.
Your mentality coming into this season, along with Stephen, you can't speak to Stephen, I understand that, but do you feel like this is your time now? You guys are getting the opportunity to take over?
I think that we need to look at it day by day. I think we need to take it one step at a time, one day at a time, one snap at a time, even.
That simple, huh?
Yeah, keep it that simple. The simpler, the better.
That being said, how important are these OTAs in that process for you guys?
Oh, huge.
Make an impression?
I think it's huge, because this is what we didn't get last year with the whole lockout and everything. So getting this opportunity this year to come out and go through the OTAs and everything with the team, I think it helps us a lot.
You think you learned a lot from a year ago?
Oh, yeah. I learned a ton from a year ago. And now I'm trying to, you know, put it onto the field.
Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you.